Okay.
Okay,
can you see the screen? So we got Parsha Ki Tetzeh, which is the big one with all the mitzvahs in it. Long list of mitzvahs, 74 mitzvahs in the Parsha, one right after the other, they just go on. One of the mitzvahs is Hashavas Aveda, which we all know. This is the way it's worded in the Pesukim. Lo tira et shor achicha ve'o et se'o nidachim. You shouldn't see your brother's ox or his sheep wandering, and hide your eyes from them. You need to return them to your brother. If your brother, the person who owns it, is not near you, and you don't know who he is, then you bring it home. Whatever you found in the street, you bring it home. But and it should be with you until the owner asks for it. And you have to return it. You have machriz, you have to announce that you found this thing. And so should you do for his donkey. So you should do for his clothing. So you should do for anything that your brother has lost. That may be lost. And you find it. You can't hide from it. You're responsible to return it. So if you're reading those psukim with a Gemara cup, you immediately see that it's got a lot more details than it needs, right? It's a proto-klal kind of sentence. It says, you have to do this the whole avedat achicha. Before, it's got the shor, it's got the set, it's got the hamor, it's got the simla.
Right, like why doesn't it just start from where it says, kol, yeah.
So obviously that's there to be darshan doubt. We have a problem. So we're going to look at what the Gemara says about this. I should shift this around. So this is the Mishnah starts. So first up, simla, clothing. Simla to is part of kol avad achicha, lam yatzat. Why is it taken out? Why is it mentioned specifically? It's to teach you something. Yeah, yeah. What's it teaching you? Lomar lacha, tell you, ma simla miyuchere. What's the characteristic of a simla of clothing that makes it unique of things that you might be fine? The idea of simanim. You can say, yeah, that's my shirt. I know it. It's got the label. It's got the tear on the side. It's got my name written inside there. The idea of simanim.
You couldn't do that for your cow. You couldn't say, oh, I know that cow. That cow spots.
I'm not going to get into it. You can look at the Gemara there. Definitely learn about Metzia. The whole thing is all about, the whole thing starts with El Metzia Chaloa and what counts as Metzia. And all these laws about that, which at least starts with the idea that you know, pretty much, at least from my point of view, all cows look the same.
But if you know your cow,
I am sure that is true. No, you're absolutely right. Right, and you can ask that. But yeah, that's the Gemara. Yeah. So we're pulling one thing out of there to tell us the OC money. You only have to return something with OC money, which gets into the idea of you giving up hope. I'll call the Varshiyasha Simanim, Yeshatavim. They have Simanim, and people want it. You assume that that's the idea, that people aren't going to give up hope for that. Chayav lachriz, that you have to announce, to declare publicly, and then return it when the person asks. And the Gemara goes on there. I'm a rabba. Lamali the tabrachmana shor chamor seo simla. Why does it say all these four things? Why not just kol avedat achicha? Which riche? The answer is that they're all needed. Simla. So if I just the simla, and I would look at the Mishnah, Havei Amina, I would have said, Ani Mili, this is true. Eidim Degufa. If the simanim are on the thing itself, the label itself. Well, Chamor, but Eidim the Okef. So I'd say Chamor teaches me about the saddle. Right? How do I know that's my lost dog? Well, because he's got collar that's his name on it. But that's not a simanim of the dog. I can return the collar, that's a simanim. But who says I have to return the dog? Answer is, I might have said that's not part of it. So umahadrin lay, so we go back to the Rahman Chamor. So that's why we say, so Chamor teaches us that, and you can look at the more why we learn from this. No, I think Chamor teaches that it's the things that are on the animal also counts as a siman. The tag, the cast saddle, the other things. If you look Chamor, but siman, okay, I return the Chamor with the simanim that are on the saddle. Shorat Seh the Kadar Rahman Allah Mali. So why do I need Shorat Seh? Tells us also what I have to have return. Shorat Afilu Gazez Znavo. That an ox, that even if I trim its tail hairs, which I guess you use for paintbrushes, like if I use pig bristles for hair paintbrushes, I assume you use your ox tail hairs for something. I cut the hairs of the tail, I still have to return that. Something that came with the ox itself, that needs to return. Similarly, a sheep, if I shear the sheep, the wool has to go back also. That has to be returned. And the Gemara answers, wait, that's the same thing.
Between the sheep and the ox.
Right. The ox for cutting the hair off of it and the sheep and shearing the wool, that's the same thing, right? Lichto Rahmana Shor. So why not just write Shor? That filu gizi that's the navo. Even on something little like the hairs off the tail, but kol shekein said gizato, and then I definitely would have learned, I would know that the wool of a sheep has to return too. That's the same thing. So Ella Maraba Rabba says about this, said that the Veda the different kol kasha gives up. Kuli set is extra, it's redundant, you don't need that, and we have no idea what to do with it. It's a kasha. Divriya kol is kasha. Gemara ends there.
It doesn't know what to do with the redundancy.
Right. I said I learned something from Simla, I learned something from Kamor, I learned something from Shor. I don't have anything to learn from Seth, and that's pretty strong. That's not a teku where we've got a machlok and I don't know who to decide. This is Dibriya Kol, nobody knows what to do with it. Right?
Come on, that's disheartening. Aspeket
Lasbir Lishem Mama Nuchutsim Ela. What's the implications of that word Seth? Okay? So that's obvious, right? That's terrible. You can't do that. That's there are no redundant words in the Torah. Right? You have to do something with it. In fact, as soon as you see that, your immediate response should be, that's a challenge.
You find something you can learn from it?
You will learn something from this. It's got to be, right? This is the Ramban here. This is Ramban in general, that the Torah encompasses everything. You can't learn things the way those stupid people would. People don't know how to read Hebrew. Not like the Tzedukim who don't learn from it. He's safer to the Shem to be my Torah is perfect. There's nothing redundant, there's nothing missing. I'm insignificant. We need to learn from something. So everyone has to try to find out what we're going to do with this set, this extra set. Right? This is the Bo Peep problem.
Did you come up with that?
What? The Bo Peep problem?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Nice.
You have lost your sheep. It is lost in the pasuk, and it is lost in the pasuk. What do we do with this set? We know that we can. What we'll do with that generally, if we don't have a drasha for this apparent redundancy, is to kind of broaden the scope of it. That's in the gufo tenu in an acher. Here's an example. From the idea that ancient shliach devar avera, I pulled one example, lots of examples of this, that you can't just claim you're just doing orders. If you're doing an avera, you can't do it, even if someone else tells you to do it. You're not sure. The other thing is being a shliach. And we learned that, interesting, from the halacha of shchut echut. You can't reject the carbon outside the Beit HaMikdash. It says, Nam yechashev l'ishpu, considered blood. It's a sin for that person. It's hahu, that person, meaning hu v'lo shlocho. So asher chav gabei shchut echut. That teaches the halakha about shchut echut, right? In that case, shaliach, it's ha'ish hahu, that person. Kol ha'Torah. How do we know that's true? The whole Torah, there's no such thing as it. As a shaliach v'arvera, hadar katab rachmana, that the pasuk continues, it's dam yechashiv l'ish hahu, dam shafach, ben by specifying that person. We have these two hahus from which we learn it's that person, not the shaleah, there's no shalichut, and it doesn't apply here, so inu inu gufo, it doesn't apply here, to inu l'chol Torah kula. Assuming it applies to everything in the Torah. I'm going to broaden it. So the way that Mefarshim look at this is, I can't put, this law of Seh doesn't tell me anything about the technical law of Hashem Veda. I'm going to broaden the definition of what Aveda and Hashavat Aveda mean. So here's what Marsha looks like. Source 7. This word Seh, the sheep, in the Parsha of Aveda is a problem for everybody. Right? No one in the Gemara has an answer. So it's Jechle, because it's not necessary. It seems redundant. And here's what you say, Alzeh Omer, I'm going to quote from Tehillim. The last line of Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tet, is Ta'iti Kaseh Oved. I am wandering like a lost sheep. Bakesh Abdecha, seek out your servant. Look for me. That's your hint for the Seh is. Who's a lost sheep? David, us. Asking Hashem to find us. We're going to go metaphoric here. The Sar Lomar, meaning, Kaseh Ovad Omar Parsha Aveda, just like this lost sheep in our Parsha, though Israel Kleb Krah, that's not necessarily Pasuk, but who Ramuz Al Yisrael, that's a hint, it's a metaphor for Yisrael. And the Karim Sephra, were the scattered sheep of Hashem. And Hema said the Avedah Sheba Torah, that is the set that's mentioned in the Torah, Shashem Yitbarach, Hu Ba'alav. Right, Hashem is the owner who's looking for his lost sheep. That Hashem is always seeking us out, trying to bring us back from Galut. So this kind of reading, it's very nice. Very unusual for the Maharsha, you know, the Chidushia that Gadot of the Maharsha usually tries to look at Agada in the Gemara and give a more, I use the word rationalist here, not really rationalist, but as Masora, moralistic. A Musar, that's what I'm going to say. A Musar kind of understanding of Midrashim. This one was more Hasidish. I know the Pshat of the Pasuk is just, it's just one of the examples given, and I'm going to say it's a metaphor. So what's the metaphor here? Right? The sheep, Seh, is us. We're lost. The owner is Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, looking for us. Who's the one who's finding? What's the Pasuk addressing us in this metaphor?
Sounds like this is going to go for a push for Kiruv.
Not this one, but the Sfas Emes will. Very good.
Okay.
Right? Machiah says Hashem is trying to bring us out of Galus, but it's not the Umas Olam that are supposed to return us. I think what he means that the finder who's supposed to return us is us ourselves. Meaning that we're two parts of the metaphor here. That we're supposed to be the Sev Hashem. Our responsibility is about us Hashem. That's our responsibility. That's our purpose in life. And we get caught up in our own desires. Then we're all doing our own thing. Then we're lost. And we basically found ourselves and we and the message is Hashem is always looking, right? Hashem is always looking, ready to accept us. Okay. This is about Tshuva. Perfect metaphor for Chodesh Elul. That we need to return ourselves back to Hashem, who's waiting, standing there waiting, looking, giving all the simanim, right? This is what you're supposed to do. This is Yisrael Rachmanim, B'gomei Chasadim. Don't spend your time on all this tikkun olam stuff. You have actual Torah to do. This is Sina Tshuva, right? Doing Tshuva is a form of Shabbat Aveda for ourselves. And so the Sfas Emes goes your direction. Similar kind of idea, looking at this set. What does it mean? Daniel Chazal, Katu, Ki Zacha HaTzadik. Chazal wrote that the Tzadik, as opposed to the Rasha, in Merit, Notel Chalko V'chel Kavero B'Gan Eden. The Tzadik gets his own portion in Gan Eden and gets his neighbors in Gan Eden. Because it can't be that he's just taking a reward that a person deserves, somebody gave him this reward we need, but it means that the tzaddik gets to do the mitzvot that other people might have done otherwise. That's what needs to be a tzaddik. The stama appears, he can who gamba mazat. That's real price to this one too. Shall Russia babanotav maved zechuyota. That if Russia loses his merit in this world, what's that merit? Well, masim tovim sha'asa, a kol natal tzaddik. Right? The tzaddik gets the Russia's masim tovim. Not that he takes away the masim tovim literally, but Sfas Emes says that, right, we exist to do mitzvot. That's what our purpose in life is. That's what we're here for. And Hashem gives us the opportunities to do them. If we don't take advantage of the opportunity, someone else is going to do those mitzvot. We've just lost our zechuyot. We've thrown them away. I have a chance to get tzedakah. I don't. Hashem will take care of it. Someone else gets tzedakah. L'chein, therefore, yesh kama pamim, shatzadik motze siyuv masabatovim, shalo al piyavodatav. Therefore, a tzaddik will sometimes see that he has a chance to do more masim tovim that don't correspond to what he was actually doing. They just came out of the blue. That's what it means to be zocher to what the Rasha would have had. But Rasha didn't take advantage of it. Tzaddik is someone who takes advantage. Basically, it's getting someone else's mitzvot now. But you, because you're a tzaddik, right? Right, Raviva? You do mitzvahs. We should pay attention and realize well, there, you have to do lachzor achelik l'ba'ala. You have a responsibility to return the other person, right? Give that other person his mitzvah back, or the opportunity to do the mitzvah. And it should be with you until achicha. That's the Russia in this case, should seek them out. He can shesheva Rasha b'tshuva yachzirin alo. Rasha is going to do tshuva, decides he's going to do mitzvah. Allow the other person to do, give the other person a chance to do mitzvah. That's Hashavas Aveda. I'm returning the person's mitzvah back to them. He hashav tishashav tishivim, because you need to bring them back. Perisha al yedei shatzadik margish she'enze apiyav ratov. And you realize that these are not really my mitzvah. Al yedei ze achozer b'tshuva, and say, okay, I am going to tshuva and try to do my mitzvah. I'm going to try to figure out what my mitzvot are. I did tshuva mit orer gam harasha, and I'm going to inspire. I need to be an example for the others. The Rasha is going to be inspired as well. Lavola hirur tshuva, to be thinking about tshuva. That's your.
It's a little different than like the typical kiruv, because it's not like you're returning a lost neshama. You're returning a lost opportunity to do a mitzvah.
Right. That is not. This is that. I want the idea of kiruv here is I want to give you the I want to give you the opportunity to do mitzvah. Does that?
That's your idea. It's not like you're trying to say like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, kiruv people. It's like, well, they're missing out. So I feel
right. Right. I mean, I think that's a good way to look at kiruv there. Okay. Like, here's this is wonderful. Right. These are mitzvot that are great, and not just for me. I want you to share this.
It's very much like I was reading the biography of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Leah actually recommended it to me. And it sounds like that was very much his approach. Like, here's Shabbos candles. Like, here's tefillin. Like, let's, you know, start. Now I'm not trying to cure you, but this is a mitzvah and you're not doing it. So here, do it.
This is great. Yeah, this is good for you. This is good. This will be a positive thing for you.
Yeah.
And just to how deeply that the lost one is mitzvot, and if we give the opportunity to do those, then they are lost, and someone else will do it, and that's another concept. This week's project is all the good concepts. Then at the concept of megalgalin zechut al yedei zakai, that someone who deserves is the one who gets to do the mitzvah, and we see that from the mitzvah of ma'akeh, of building a railing around your porch. If you have building codes. You build a new house, then you need to put a railing around your merpeset, which you don't have a merpeset, right? There shouldn't be blood in your house. Because you shouldn't have blood in your house when the one who falls should fall from your God, from your merpeset. And the expression ki pol hanofel means ro'oi zeldi pol. It's not that he's fallen, but he was a nofel. This person is a nofel. This person was going to fall, right? Hashem says he's going to fall. And you can't say, well, if he falls, obviously Hashem wanted it to happen. Why should I care whether Hashem wants him to fall whether I have a railing or not. And Hashem doesn't want to fall, he's not going to fall whether I have a railing or not. So I shouldn't care. No, Torah says, no, that's what Yishtalbus means. Even though this is Arilu Paul, Bafal P can even so, Lo Titgal Gel Mitatol Yedecha. It shouldn't happen because of you. So Magalga Zukura De Zakai, because you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it. It's standing there. You have the opportunity to avoid the Avera, the Amin Vetecha. You got to do that. And Hashem will give that. Your privilege was of putting the railing around your roof so that it would not happen in your house. But here, the finder of this mitzvah is the Zakai. And Hashem Deveda means inspiring others. So both of these things, take this.
Perfect.
Everybody, and makes it it's a metaphor tshuva. Tshuva is a form of Hashem Deveda, but either for ourselves to come back to Hashem or bring other people into the tshuva as well, which is great. We should stop here. It's Elul, and which inspires your tshuva. But it goes a little deeper than that. And we've got some more time. Because this section of Zev Devarim we talked about is this long spelled seemingly random, but the order is important here. We have a general rule. This is Marni Yabama. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Afilu l'man de lo daris muchim ba'alma. That even if you don't make a drasha, you don't try to learn halachic principles from smuchim. What law follows the next one? It's not one of the 13 midot that Torah drasha b'hem. Still, but Mishnah Torah darish in Devarim it matters.
It does matter.
It does matter. In Devarim, everyone says that the order matters. I can say, well, this one comes right next to this one, therefore there's a connection there.
Probably because. Like, if it's not in Devarim, it came up as, like, it was relevant in the Midbar or, like, in the story of Bnei Israel. But here it's Moshe specifically going through the mitzvahs,
each, right? Right. So, that's the key thing. So I'm going to, since we mentioned the Bava Trevi, we're going to quote the Bava Trevi here. Okay, this is Likudei Sichot. And it says, Devaro pizeh adivrei ha-raivan. So I'm going to quote the Ravan, say the Tshuva. Ad Amru Chazal, because when Chazal said that filu mandalo daris smuchim ba'am Mishnah Torah daris, that smuchim you can make a drasha on in Mishnah Torah in Sefer Devarim. Or Nema. Because Devarim is different from the rest of the Torah. The Torah was Hashem's words dictated to Moshe. Ein mukdam muchar. And we can't figure that out without a specific heter of here's here are the midot that the Torah is nidresha behem. This is how you can figure out. Then you can't make up your own rules. That's mind of God. Well, Moshe seceded Mishnah Torah, but Moshe wrote it down. He's a human being. He had a reason for doing that. So we can think about what Moshe's reasoning would be.
Devarim is also, like, it's also the word of Hashem written down. It's just, it's more quote-unquote intentional.
Well, that's what we've talked about that a lot of times. The idea is that this was Moshe's giving over Torah Shemal Peh, saying the words that he chose, and then Hashem saying afterwards, that was good, I want you to write it down in my Torah. That's what Devarim is.
But right? he also has like a Navi, so it's also whatever he's saying is a form of
Ruben. So that's right, but two sides of that. One, we were talking about, but that's not really the nevuah in the same sense. Like Hazino and Nozabracha are nevuah. I would rather read this as Torah Shabbat Peh, that became Torah Shabbat Tav. That's the way Art Scroll, you can look at the introduction to Art Scroll to Devarim. It's a little bit different there, when you know, so the sense of a nevuah. And even in nevuah is also, it's the Navi's words. Right, it's the Navi. Impressive. This is the way there, right? That push it down. Osider el el hidarash. We can say something about this. And I would say, Bob Drebby's explaining that, because intent, what he means here, Shabdal Sfarim, Shabdal Sfarim, who summed the verb of the Shem put the words in Moshe's mouth. Without any Moshe's own mind and understanding. We're saying that the first four Sfarim are straight. This is Hashem said, here are the words. That doesn't mean anything to say that Moshe understood what the order was. That we can't make a drasha on that unless we know that there's a drasha. That's not true in the Sfarim. that the order was how Moshe understood it. The Moshe, however great it was still a human being and therefore had a human reason. Therefore, it was understandable. I mean, that's Maya Omer, the Rash, there you see, right? That's kind of we must have most decided what it was he was going to say, the words he was going to say. Hashem was masking him afterwards. Therefore, I would assume that Moshe had some kind of logic to his order. And therefore, we can darshan out the.
I mean, that's not saying like we're darshaning out Moshe's logic. It's still Hashem's logic.
We're assuming that Moshe is giving over the Torah about the path that he learned in the way that meant something.
Oh,
that he did this because there was a reason for it, right? It wasn't that okay. I'm not saying Moshe is making this stuff up. Moshe is saying, okay, you need to, this is here and this is here because there are implications of that. The rest of the Torah, you can't necessarily say that unless you know that already. You know, that's the idea of the Torah Shem Midot, to turn a dress up a hand. Parsha is a great example of that. You can't wear shanis. Wool and linen together. Leah's not here. Like Aaron brought his suit here because we've got shanis testers here. They don't have it in Kansas. Next paragraph. You should make fringes on the four corners of your garment. That you wear. Okay. Now the details are all in.
I'm saying put.
Right? Here's one line, but it's Mukim. It says, don't wear shotness and put sissis on your clothing. So Rashi says, according. You can make sissis out of shotness. That you can put wool sissis on linen garment. Plus the smichut. But gidulim taselacha. That's darshin smukim. We all know the smukim here, right? It's kitetze. Starts out with chamale becher. Rita b'shivia esha yifat tovar. You see an esha yifat tovar as you go to war. You see a beautiful woman, but chashakta ba, you take this woman to be your wife. You're allowed to do that. Next paragraph. It's all familiar. There's the part there. Kitel ishtein Hashem, acharavav. Now, if you have two wives, one beloved, one hated, and then you have to recognize the bar of the first one, even if that's the hated one. Right. Lo yuchal levaker ben aval peyav ben esuar. Next paragraph. Ben surer. Kiyel ish ben surer more. In Eshmei v'kol aviv v'kol imo. If a rebellious child doesn't listen to his parents, you guys remember this, right? You throw a towel and they discipline him, doesn't listen, they bring him based in, they get stoned. That's less. But Rashi points out that Smuchim here tells us there's a message. One paragraph follows the next. And you can take this Isha Yifat Torah, you can this cap to a war. Kind of put limits on what happened before. Shim'ein, which we are seeing now.
What?
The Taliban grabbing women to, you know, all the 13 and up get to be trophy wives for the Taliban fighters. That's not the problem. So try to limit that. Shim'ein akarsh baruchu materet, because if the mitzra that the if Hashem didn't say, here are the rules for this, you say, and at but Isur, then they would take it. Isur. But if you do take such a debt, Yeshiva Torah, Sofa Yotzmiwa, then we end up in the second paragraph of having a hated wife. This is not going to work. This is not a good idea. So now, Racharav, Kitian, etc. The Sofa Yotzmiwa Ben Sorero More. And the children of that are going to be. You will end up with a rebellious child in Ben Sura Moreh. L'chach nismachu parsha alalu. That's why we have. That continues. the Ishchet Mishpat Mavet, you know, apparently unconnected. Well, if someone has a capital crime, Sweet Total, it's they should be hanged after being executed, as example, for a day. The body's actually hung. And Rashi adds on that, Smichuta Parshiot Magid, and the sequence of Parshiot, one after the other, tells us, Shim Chasima Labavivimo, the parents of this Ben Sarer Moret, previous paragraph, pity on the kid. Don't discipline him. So Pshiyetzil Taburah, he will end up doing bad things. And he will sin, and he will end up in this great mishpat mavet. That's what happened. Idea of aveira gorerat aveira. We start with the isha, the ishva tovar. We end up with the isha snua. We end up with ben sorer mura, and we end up with the great mishpat mavet. And if you were in the Tanakh Shir, we dealt with this. Avshalom is a classic example of that. Avshalom. Avshalom, David's son.
Remember that? Shmuel Ben. Is it Ben Sarah Mora?
He was a Ben Sarah Mora, right? It says that he was the daughter of the, he was the son of the daughter of the king of Geshur, which was probably one of David's enemies. So that's what it says. He was a Ben Sarah Mora, and he ends up in this case where you've got David, who's got multiple wives, and he says Shlomo's going to be the king, right? That's that. And even though Avshalom is the oldest at this point, he should deserve the malchut, so he's at the Ishas Nuah, ends up the Ben Sarah rebels, and ends up being hanged. Literally, he gets caught in a tree and stabbed while he's hanging there, right? I mean, he follows that path, right? Once you start down this pathway, okay, it kind of snowballs. It's worse and worse.
His hair got caught in the tree, right? He had really long hair?
Right. His hair gets caught in the tree, and that allows Yoav to catch him. And then they stab him while he's hanging. Yeah. Pretty dramatic. Okay. We get to kill down this Michut here. The next paragraph is what we started with, which is a Lo Tireh Shor Achicha Oseh Nidachim. Right? You see the lost sheep. Don't ignore it. Take it home. Drosh Achicha until the owner comes and looks for it, which we just said was metaphorically was the Parat Shuvah. Saying that even though you're down this path, it's not inevitable. Tshuva is always possible. Before you get to death, that's not possible. But even though you said one thing leads to the next, it's not inevitable. At any point, you can do tshuva and come back. Spiraling down, the more you try to avoid your fate, the more likely it is to. That's the message of this smichut that ends up with this lost sheep that is symbolic of tshuva. That tshuva is always possible no matter what. And we can go to the smichut, and I'm pushing the metaphor. But the next paragraph is Lo tireh chamor achicha osher nofli baderach. Really, if you see your neighbor's donkey or ox falling down on the street, you cannot ignore it. I came to Kimo, you need to help him pick the animal back up. Help reload the animal. That's the next mitzvah. And Rashi says, help him. You have to lift it up with him. You have to help the owner. In Balak. That's the mitzvah. Avim halach yoshev. But the owner is just sitting there by the side of the road. Omar lo, holy balecha mitzvah. And says, look, it's your mitzvah. You do it. I'm going to watch you reload my animal. And then if you want, you can. Now lift it up and touch it. There's no mitzvah there anymore. The owner has to go back and help with the lifting there.
It's not an avera to help him anyways, right?
It is not, right? Imratzita liton ton, right? If you want to do it. But the mitzvah of Hakem to Kimimo only applies to Imo. Yes, to help. So we put the metaphor here. Is that, again, we're the ones falling down. Hashem is the one's going to help us get up, but we have to do our part as well. Right? We can't just say, Hashem, well, you're looking for us. Here I am. Save me. That's not what being a lost sheep means. We have to do our part in getting. My name is Quote, I'm Rakash Brock. You need to do something. I have the point of a needle size. And I will open the rest of it up. You'll be able to drive. Well, I will have an opening that you could drive a truck through. So, the message of our parsha in total is tshuva is possible. Hashem will accept us no matter what. Tshuva is always possible. But we have to do our part and get started. And Shabbos, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Abba.
Thank you, Abba.